الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. After the khutbah al-haja, which the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم would begin with, then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is a gathering of that has blessings inshaAllah, for we are indeed in a masjid, from the masajid of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ And these masajid are for Allah, for Tawheed to be spread, and for the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be spread far and wide. So from here, from this Masjid Dar al-Sunnah, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ Masjid inshaAllah of Tawheed and Sunnah, the Masjid of Clarity, the Masjid of returning to the Ulama, where you have great Ulama giving lectures here, the likes of Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhahullah, from the elders amongst the scholars, and from the scholars and teachers of many of other scholars who are alive today. Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali Hafidhahullah, may Allah protect him, who studied under the great scholar Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi Rahimullah, and in turn he studied under the great scholar Sheikh Hafidh al-Hakami. And from the students of Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi Rahimullah is Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi al-Madkhali, one of the great scholars in Medina. La shak wa la raib. For Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi Rahimullah, he said, huwa min khiratil ulama. He's from the best of the ulama. Naam. So from Al-Madina, from where we have resided in the past 10 years, and from the land of the ulama, Naam, in Saudi Arabia, we come here to you today in order to address important issues, and inshallah in order to clarify as well some of the tafasir or explanations of one of the great scholars, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, in his explanation of the advice of Luqman, the wise, to his son. And with that, inshallah, we'll try to bring some other benefits, inshallah, from the ulama. For our connection with the ulama is where salvation lies. For they remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They remind us of sunnah, of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This connection of ulama will lead you to misguidance. This connection of ulama will make you feel self-sufficient. This connection of ulama will make you feel self-amazed. This connection of ulama will make some, as we have seen, go on YouTube making silly videos as if they are actors. This connection of ulama will make them lead many astray. This connection of ulama will make them fall into bid'ah. This connection of ulama will make them go far away from fahm al-sahih. Khawarij disconnected from the ulama and they went astray. Khawarij disconnected from ulama, isolated themselves, like some shabab are doing. Isolate themselves from the ulama. Alim is not one. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with many ulama alive today. Isolating yourself from the ulama will make you follow similar to the path of Khawarij, or the path of this group and that group. What happened to time of Khawarij? There was not one alim amongst them. You know why? Because the ulama were the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, at that time.
وليس فيكم أحد من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما said, and there is no one from the Sahaba amongst you. So this connection from the ulama will make you far away from fahm, from understanding. And the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, he praised understanding. He said, من يريد الله به خيرا يفقه في الدين. Whoever gives under, whoever Allah wants to show goodness to, he gives him understanding of the religion. He didn't say he gives him memory. Somebody, mashallah, he's memorized. What's his understanding, ya akhi? Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, the Khariji. Initially, before he met the Khawarij, got confused. Huh? We had known from him that he had memorized the whole Quran. And he was sent by Umar al-Khattab to Egypt to teach the people Quran. But after he had met and mixed with some of the Khawarij and became of their followers, he ended up killing Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. So look how the disconnection from the ulama will make you end up with the wrong understanding. Disconnection of the ulama, putting yourself forward. MashaAllah, yesterday few months of Arabic, now Kitab al-Tawheed you're teaching. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Man ant? وماذا درست؟ وأين وصلت في العلم؟ وطلب العلم. Huh? Disconnection from the ulama. Isolating yourself. Big stick for others, small miswak for yourself. Necessity for you, but no necessity for others. والضرورة تبيح المحظورات. These issues. Huh? These are clear. Alhamdulillah. And we speak with knowledge, with not upon confusion. قال الله تعالى وإذ قال لقمان لابنه وهو يعظه يا بني لا تشرك بالله إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. The first advice of Luqman, and in Tafsir Ibn Kathir the strongest position he mentions that Luqman was not a prophet but rather a wise man, and he spoke with hikmah, with wisdom, not with hastiness. And he spoke concerning his son, wanting khair for his son. The first thing he said, and he emphasized, was tawheed, was aqeedah. Be warned that shirk is an evil oppression. Shirk is an evil oppression. The ulama are the people who also follow this wisdom. And that is, they emphasize tawheed. They emphasize tawheed day and night. To their students and to the people and to the ummah. Sheikh Saif Fawzan, hafidhahullah, when he was asked the first question in his book, Durus Min Al Quran, you always talk about Tawheed, they said to him, the questioner. But look at the ummah. Look at Palestine, look at Afghanistan, look at all the problems around the world. The Muslims have been trodden on, the Muslim problems everywhere. And you only talk about Tawheed. How did Sheikh Saif Fawzan answer? He said, how did they get there in the first place? It's because they left Tawheed. They left Tawheed. A great number of them left Tawheed. And they went towards shirk. Allah said, وَأَنْتُمَ عَلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. You leave that, you go towards shirk, and you want the help of Allah. The help of Allah comes when you help Allah in His deen. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيْثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you aid Allah, He will aid you. In Tansurullah, if you aid Allah in His deen, doesn't need your help. But you need it. You need to be upon clarity. You need to be upon Tawheed and Sunnah if you want the help of Allah to come. وَلَيَنْصُرُنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. And Allah will give victory to those who give victory to His deen. Starts with Tawheed. It starts with the foundations, building the foundations. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah used to say, look at the story of Musa alayhi salam with Fir'aun. Fir'aun, the evil ruler who said, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am the Lord, the Most High. Musa alayhi salam, when he advised him and Fir'aun didn't want to listen, what was his concern? Fir'aun all the time? Fir'aun? No. After that, his concern is the people. The foundation. To rectify the foundation. The society. This is the dawah of all the prophets. Whereas the takfiris, the khawarij, they want to start from the top. Rulers. The rulers, they didn't come from Mars. They are from society. Give da'wah to the society. In the future, rulers not going to live forever. Somebody else will replace them, inshallah, from someone who's better. Foundation. And so Musa alayhi salam took the Bani Israel in order to train them and educate them and cultivate them upon what? Upon Tawheed. Upon Tawheed. And that was what his concern was. Society. To advise them. The Rasulullah SAW said, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّ رَاعٍ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. All of your shepherds, and every shepherd has a duty to his flock. Shepherds. And the Rasulullah SAW, in this hadith, he said, not only the man in his household, the woman in her household, the servant looking after the master's belongings. Not only that, but also the ruler. So everybody's responsible. Why you want to blame only the ruler? Everybody's responsible. All of us are responsible. We and our houses, we are responsible to those under our responsibility, our children and our wives, to establish deen in our households, to establish tawheed in our households, to educate our children, to help them, to aid them, stick to their Muslim identity. As for causing havoc in society, and not starting with the most important call for each and every one of us at tawheed. When the Prophet ﷺ said, Mu'adh ibn al-Jabal, radiyallahu anhu, the most knowledgeable in halal haram, what did he say to him? إِنَّكَ ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَلِكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةٌ لَا إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Call into tawheed, Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah. He said, day and night we call to tawheed. Day and night, even though sometimes we don't even sleep. When we arrived, when we were in Mecca, in Jeddah at the time, and Shaykh Rabi' arrived in Mecca, after living in Medina, because Medina gets cold in the winter, and as the Shaykh gets older, the Shaykh wanted to be in Mecca, it's warmer in Mecca. Settled in Mecca, and retired in Mecca. First lecture he gave in Jeddah, this was 13 years ago. I still remember it. The lecture was in Masjid Imam Subayl, near where where you collect the Zamzam, as you're going out to Tariq Jeddah. We arrived there. That's usually where the Dawrat occur. And the Shaykh gave the first advice he's going to give. Do you know what the first advice he's giving? He's explaining the hadith, Ad-Dinu Nasiha. Ad-Dinu Nasiha. الدين النصيحة قلنا لمن يا رسول الله قال لله توحيد ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. حديث صحيح مسلم. Advice towards Allah first, توحيد. To his book, to Quran, to his sunnah, and to the leaders of the Muslims. They don't like this. Takfiris don't like this. Khawaris don't like this. To the leaders of the Muslims. They make videos with bullets in the background, horse sounds, everything. Is it a joke? Is it a film? Is it cowboys? What is this? This is your da'wah? This is serious. Da'wah to Tawheed al-Sunnah is not a YouTube video. Da'wah to Tawheed al-Sunnah is about fahm. It's about having understanding of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that's not from the understanding of Sahaba that you go and revile the ulama. This is the way of the Khawarij. And some of the Shabab, unfortunately, have fallen into that. Not understanding the affairs. Not understanding how to deal with the affairs. Half baked. Few years, half a year, come back, mashallah, Ibn Taymiyyah. Ma hada? Start speaking about the ulama. Man anta ya akhi? You want to headbutt the mountain, you're going to have mercy on your head, not on the mountain. Ya natih al-jabal likay tuhdimahu. Ishfiq ala ra'sik wa la tashfiq ala al-jabal. The ulama, they stand in firm. They didn't fall with your squeaky sounds. Did they fall? They didn't fall. Wal rasikhun fil ilm yaquluna amanna bih. Kullu min 'indi rabbina wa ma yadhakkaru illa ulul albab. Because they are rasikhun fil ilm. The likes of Shaykh in this time, the likes of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan and Sheikh Al-Haydan, Hafidhahum Allah, firm upon Tawheed and Sunnah, from the ulama of Riyadh. And in Mecca, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi, no doubt. And in Medina, وَمَا أَدْرَكَ مَا عُلَمَاءَ الْمَدِينَ خَيْرُ بَرَكَ مَا شَاللَّهُ تَبَرَكَ اللَّهُ. Many from them, the one who finished 6 books, Sheikh Abdul Masih al-Abbad, in 26 years or so, finished the 6 books in Masjid al-Nabawi, explaining in each book, if you were to count 4, to 4,000 hadith for each book, and Bukhari is 9,000, but it's repeated. Many hadith are repeated. And alhamdulillah, we caught the last one. 2.5 years he finished Sunan Ibn Majah. Over 4,000 hadith. Allahumma barik. Talab al-ilm is not something you do overnight. Talab al-ilm is a long process until you pass away. Talab al-ilm is not piecemeal. It's not quick fit. Talab al-ilm is sabr. Talab al-ilm is patience. Talab al-ilm is love the ulama. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, when he explained the wasi of Ali ibn Abi Talib, when Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said that hubb al-deen, hubb al-ilm, hubb talab al-ilm, loving the study knowledge is from the deen. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, and loving the ulama is from the deen. Allahu Akbar. La shak wala raib. Where's your wala on bara' gone? Out the window. Wala, having love for those Allah loves and having hatred for those Allah hates. It's possible for alim to make a mistake. If it's a matter of ijtihad, then the mistake is rejected and the alim's honor is kept. Didn't you study that with Ibn Taymiyyah's books? The mistake is rejected. If it's a matter of ijtihad, from issues of ijtihad, issues of fiqh and so on and so forth. If it's a matter of usul, then no doubt the alim is to be returned to. If it's an open error, you can say it's wrong openly, no problem. Wrong is wrong, mistake is mistake. We don't blind follow anyone, nor do we have ta'assub to anyone. And whoever spreads that, then they will account for that on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We will be looking for them, inshallah, for their lies that they spread. As for the ulama, you'll find them the quickest to take things back. The quickest. Why? Because tawheed entails ikhlas. Tawheed entails that we are sincere in our worship. That we're quick to take things back. Why? As Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah said, look in my tapes, look in my books, find whatever you find as mistakes, and tell me before I die, so I don't meet Allah with these mistakes. Allahu Akbar. And how many times we heard from the other Mashaykh of Medina also, from Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabir, Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi, Shaykh Abdul Bukhari, from the Mashaykh, and others, straight away, if not in the dars, they're reminded of a mistake, or straight away in the beginning of the next dars, I said last time I made a mistake, I take it back. But you haven't seen that. And those who speak, they haven't seen that. So their hatred of the people makes them oppress. And Allah said, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَنْ لَا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Don't make a hatred of the people make you be unjust. Be just as closer to piety. Be just as closer to piety. These are ulama of tawheed, ulama of sunnah. I can give you now rundown of what was taught in Medina in the past 10 years. Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, for example, now he's doing Bukhari. Before he was doing Sunan Ibn Majah, and before that Sunan Abi Dawud, and before that Sunan al-Tirmidhi. In the Haram, mashallah, tabarakallah, other than Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, you have Shaykh Ali Nasir al-Faqihi. And now he's doing Sharh al-Sunnah of Barbahari. Explanation of Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan. See how humble? Humility. They are explaining those ulama who are even alive today that are from the great ulama. Teaching Sheikh Saleh Fawzan's explanation of Sharh al-Sunnah. And Aqid al-Wasatiyya. Likewise. From the Mashaykh, Sheikh Saleh Sahimi also teaching in Masjid al-Nabawi. Various poems from the ulama of the past. Naam, and he was doing Kitab al-Tawheed before, and before that he was doing Nuniya of al-Qahtani. Outside the Haram, and still inside the Haram, in the ladies section over the phone, Shaykh Ubayd Hafidhullah, for the past how many decades, he's been teaching in the ladies section over the phone, in Masjid al-Nabawi. And in Masjid al-Nabawi, you have Shaykh Abdurrahman Muhyiddin, giving fatawa upstairs. And also teaching before Fajr. Some of us still asleep. Teaching before Fajr. Some of the brothers sit with him half an hour before Salatul Fajr in Masjid al-Nabawi. And after Isha, going through the books. He was the supervisor of Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi for his PhD. He loves the Sheikh. Outside, You have the likes of Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri Hafidullah, he was doing 5 days a week. Kitab al-Tawheed, twice he taught it in the first 4 years. And he was doing he finished all of the ibadat of Lu'lu' wal-Marjan, which includes Iman, Tahara, Salah, Siyam, Zakat, Hajj, five pillars. He was doing also Bulugh al-Maram, the whole of ibadat. Umdatul Fiqh, he's still doing it. Sometimes, this is the fourth time now he's going over the ibadat, and now he's gone into the Mu'amalat, Kitab al-Buyu'. And before that, Al-Wasati, and before that, the books of Muhammad Wahab, nearly all of them he finished. And other than that, from the books of Ulama of the past, whether it's Asul al-Sunnah, Asul al-Sunnah of Imam Ayn al-Raziyyin, and Al-Muqaddimat al-Qirawani of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani, from the 4th century, going over Kitab al-Sunnah of Al-Marwazi, and other than that, from Ulama, going over reviving Tawheed. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Showing the people what is Tawheed. Al-Rububiyya. Al-Uluhiyya. Wal-Asma'u al-Sifat. And Shaykh Muhammad bin Hadi doing Ma'arij al-Qubul. The great explanation of Hafidh al-Hakam is his own poetry. Sulam al-Wusul. And he has taught also Adab Talib al-Ilm. Adab, the Mandoma. Of Hafidh al-Hakami, and he has taught Lamiyat al-Mansukh of Hafidh al-Hakami. Naam, going through the books of the ulama. And Manar al-Sabil in fiqh, and we just left the Shaykh last week while he's continuing to teach every day, 4 or 5 days a week, Bulugh al-Maram from Tahara, continuing. Finish, start a new book. Finish, start a new book. Finish, start a new book. Wa ma adraka ma talab al-ilm fil Madina. Khairu baraka alhamdulillah. All of them teaching Tawheed, reviving the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Abdullah Bukhari finished Usul al-Thalatha. Start from the beginning. For some of the newcomers. He just finished before the summer Usul al-Thalatha. He finished just Qawaid al-Arba'a just recently. Now he's doing Usul al-Sitta. And Shaykh Ubaid just finished this Thursday. Aslu al-Sunnah of Imamain al-Raziyin. And what next book? Fadl al-Islam of Muhammad Wahab rahimullah. Reviving Aqeedah. Because this is the heaviest on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It's your belief. For some ignoramus to come and start talking. Don't make yourself accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Don't be in a situation where Allah Azza wa Jalla, you mentioned Hadith Qudsi, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah said, Man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu bil harb. Whoever harms a friend of mine, I'm at war with him. Don't put yourself in that situation. Allah loves the ulama. Allah loves the people of Tawheed. And at the head of them, the ulama. They're the ones who carry his deen. يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُهُ يَنْفُونَ عَنْهُ تَعْرِيفَ الْغَالِينَ وَالْإِنْتِحَالَ الْمُبْطِلِينَ وَتَعْوِيلَ الْجَاهِلِينَ Hadith Hassan al-Shawahid. With a good chain. They were the trustworthy ones who carry his deen in every generation. They will carry it. They will expel the distortions of the extremists. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah SAW said, Iyakum al-ghulu. Be warned of extremism. He said that to who? He said that to Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, just for picking up a big stone, you know, to throw at the Jamarat. Just for that. It's supposed to be a chickpea size. He picked up a bit bigger. And the Prophet said, Iyakum al-ghulu. Beware of ghulu. How about nowadays? Speaking against ulama. Speaking against them means speaking against what they carry from the Sunnah and what they carry of Tawheed. As for correcting of errors, alhamdulillah, nobody shies away from that. We all advise each other for the sake of Allah because of Deenu Nasiha. No problem. That is the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah. If a mistake is made, a mistake is rejected because we have no ta'assub to anyone. Allah said, اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ مِن دُونِي أَوْلِيَاءَ Follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. And do not follow other awliya besides that. In opposition to that. Not out of intention. Maybe they made a mistake. Without intending, they didn't want to. They felt it was a slip. It was a zalla. They're not to be followed for that zalla, but rather they're to be corrected. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidh said, yes, if I make a mistake, advise me. Advise me. And this is the way of the ulama. They don't want any errors to go forward. Because this is the way of ikhlas. This is the way of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because no one's guaranteed anything. Nobody's guaranteed anything. The ulama, you find them fear Allah the most. Allah said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاء. Those who fear Allah the most from his servants are the ulama. Because they know التوحيد. They studied Tawheed from who? From the ulama who preceded them. Like Shaykh Ubaid, for example, studied under Shaykh Hamad al-Ansari, rahimullah, for more than 10 years. And Shaykh Abdul Bukhari, for example, studied under Shaykh Muhammad Amman al-Jami in Haram in Masjid al-Nabawi for about 10 years. They studied from those mashayikh before them. They didn't just come out of nowhere. They came from... And we hear stories of the ulama as well of the past. They used to travel. Travel for talab al-ilm. Jabir ibn Abdullah, just one hadith he traveled for. That's all. When he arrived, after taking a riding beast, and he went to Misr. And when he arrived, he asked only for one... He asked, because he heard that you have this hadith. When he got that hadith, you don't want anything else? No, he returned back again. One hadith. SubhanAllah. Because Sanad Ali, he wants to take from the Sanad Ali to narrate. Imagine all those who practice that hadith, he gets reward. Na'am, man dalla an-nas ala khair, kana lahu min al-ajri man tabi'a, la yanqusu min ujurihim shay'a. Whoever calls people to good, he will have the reward of all those that follow him, without their reward diminishing. So calling people to good. How about the Sahaba? How about Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who narrated the most hadith? Look how much good. If we practice those narrations, he will be rewarded for. How about the rest of the Sahaba who narrated the most hadith? And the scholars, they mentioned them, who they are. And six of the companions narrated the most hadith. وَالْمُكْثِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرِ أَبُو هُرَيْرَةَ وَيَلِيهِ إِبْنُ عُمَرَ. Abu Hurairah, وَيَلِيهِ إِبْنُ عُمَرَ. Who's Ibn Umar? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated the second most hadith after Abu Hurairah. وَأَنَسٌ. Who's Anas? Anas bin Malik, living with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 years. Why is that 10 years old to 20 years old? وَالْمُكْثِرُونَ فِي رِوَايَةِ الْأَثَرِ أبو هريرة ويليه ابن عمر أنس والبحر. Who's البحر؟ عبد الله بن عباس. Ocean. He was described as an ocean in this bait. أنس والبحر والخدري. Who's الخدري؟ وعائشة زوجة النبي. عائشة رضي الله عنها. Six of the companions who narrated the most hadith, calling us to much good. The Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم said, خير الناس أنفعهم للناس. The best people are those who are most beneficial to others. Look how much benefit they left behind. Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. And the ulama, خير الناس. In each time. Look at Ali رضي الله عنه and his advice to Kumayl ibn Ziyad. At the end he says, how I wish to see them. After he said, I have only found people learn the deen for dunya. Then afterwards the switch comes at the end. He says, Bala. Allahumma, indeed Allah has placed ulama who are defending the deen in every time. Oh, how I would love to see them. This is Ali ibn Abi Talib. He loved to see them. But some shabab, they hate to see them. They want to see them dead. Huh? Madbuh. Even if he takes an error back, it's not enough. They want blood. Huh? Not like the love of the mashayikh amongst each other. When I used to always visit Sheikh Rabi'. Na'am, because he got fadl upon us. Go fadl. When we were in Jeddah, we used to go Wednesday, Thursday. We used to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we asked him for another dars, Saturday. And he gave it. Wednesday, Bukhari in the Haram. By another Sheikh. Wednesday and Thursday. And on Thursday, Sheikh Rabi' Fath al-Majid in Masjid bin Baz in Aziziyah. Allah, what a beautiful sharh that was. Alhamdulillah. That we take it from somebody who studied under Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimullah, and he studied under Sheikh bin Baz, rahimullah, and he studied under Sheikh Muhammad Amin al-Shinqiti, rahimullah, and he studied under Sheikh Muhammad Al-Banna, rahimullah, who said, I used to be his teacher, now he's my teacher. And he studied under Sheikh Hamad al-Ansar, rahimullah, and other great a'imma in Medina that he benefited from those that passed away and those who had passed away. Shaykh Al-Bani, Allah considered him to be an imam, and even in his time, he was an imam in the time of the imams. Shaykh Muhammad Al-Bani, rahimahullah, said, he's the Yahya ibn Ma'in in this time. Nobody I've checked all the ones he spoke about, it came true. And we've not witnessed that in the past 20 years. We've witnessed that. So don't take his statements lightly. Don't take his statements lightly. Oh, no Dalil, no Dalil. Sheikh does not speak without Dalil. Sheikh does not speak without Dalil, alhamdulillah. Ma'ruf. Sineen. The Sheikh is very careful. Every time we visit him, he asks about the Mashaykh of Medina. What's happening? What's the latest? Who's saying what? He'll ask about the brothers in England, especially the brothers in the Maktaba Salafiyah. How are they? Because they're the ones who've been visiting in the past 25 years or so. And he's out of experience. He knows what's going on around the world. And what's happening, who's who. Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, when he said what he said, he didn't say that lightly. That he's the flag bearer of Jarh al-Ta'deed. He didn't say that lightly. He said it based upon... Look, he's in Jordan in his flight. That statement all the way to Medina goes all the way to Sheikh Rabi'. After reading his books and after knowing him, he knows his student. Who knows his student better than the teacher? Rahimahullah. And Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, we would say to him, alhamdulillah, Sheikh. Alhamdulillah, Mashaykh Medina, good. And who would you mention? How is Sheikh Ubaid? How is Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi? How is Sheikh Abdul Bukhari? You'd always mention those three. Why? Because they are the ones, alhamdulillah, clarifying a lot of the issues. Not to say the other Mashaykh are not. But in many of the, if you like, details of issues what's going on around the world, whatever, usually they're front line. They were front line in the 90s when problems happened in Saudi Arabia, in the Gulf War. And some of the students were speaking against the rulers. Some of the Hizbiyun, the partisan groups, were speaking against the rulers and trying to cause harm in the society. Who was it who clarified the errors of these individuals? It was Sheikh Muhammad Amman, rahimahullah, and Sheikh Rabi' in Medina. And Sheikh Ubaid was front line in the 90s. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, who was mentioned by Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, as from the mashayikh, clarifying these issues. In the 90s, before anyone got known in the years 2000, in the 90s, they were known. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi came in 1996, 1997 to this country. One of the first mashaykh to come here. And he knows who's who and what's what. And he clarified. And he invited us to the sunnah. And he showed us in who's of the ulama we should stick to. Alhamdulillah, we find them all defending Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri Hafidullah for being upon Salafiyah. Not for any mistakes. Mistakes rejected. Whether it is Sheikh Abdurrahman Muhyiddin, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Aqil, Sheikh Ali Nasir Al-Faqihi, from the Mashaykh, Sheikh Rabi' bin Hadi, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi, other Mashaykh, they all say, no, you can't. He said, we know him to be Ahl Sunnah, Salafi. What is this? So Sheikh Rabi' Hafidhullah, when he mentioned about this, he said, the most dangerous da'wat you'll find today are the Sufis and the Shia. They will try to attack your aqidah, your tawheed. The Shia, because they try to attack the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They do attack the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, I meant, and taking from where they take. They do shirk, they do bid'ah, and when is rahmatullah, and when Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah was asked about them, he said they're kuffar. Why? Because they say all, except a few of the Sahaba are kuffar. They have become murtad. They have left the deen. A'udhu billah. Sheikh Salim Taymi rahmullah mentioned in his Majmu' Fatawa that whoever says that, then he has disbelieved. You can't make ta'an upon Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And what they carry is the deen. And some of the Shia, they hold Quran to be three times bigger than our Quran. Khomeini himself said the one who poisoned the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Aisha. A'udhu billah. That she poisoned him. A'udhu billah. And they would try to harm the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with their tongue. But innaka fainaka al-mustahzi'in. Allah suffices the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yani for what they say about him. And those who speak about him and his family, they will be dealt with. So we love all of the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. We love all of them. And we don't speak ill of them. We say, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. We ask Allah to not make any hatred in our hearts, rancor in our hearts for the companions. And the second group, the Sufis. The Sufis. Since we are talking about shirk, this is the Burda of Busayri. This is what they memorize, and this is what they give to their students. Huh? The Burda of Busayri. And they have translated it into English. They say, Ya akram al khalqi mali man aludu bihi, siwaka inda hulul al hadith al imami, or al amami. Here's the poor amami. Fa inna min judika al dunya wa darrataha wa min ulumika ilm al lawhi wal qalami. And they say, Oh, the most noble of creations, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hold that he is most noble. And as Sayyidu waladi Adam wala fakhr. But look what they say. Who can I seek refuge in other than you? A'udhu billah. Who do we seek refuge in, ya Ahl Sunnah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one. Huh? وَلَا يَنْفَعُ دَ الْجَدِّ مِنْكَ الْجَدِّ. Even someone with status, he will not be able to benefit you except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we take from Allah. He is the one who removes any harm. وَيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِدُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُو. When any harm befalls you, any calamity, any difficulty, no one can remove it but him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, except Allah. They say, Oh, best of creations, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who can I seek refuge in other than you? When widespread calamities begin, if there's a tsunami, if there's an earthquake, a volcano, they will turn to Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah. And some of them, like Hamza Yusuf on these videos, and other than them from this TJ Winters of Cambridge University, Abdul Hakim Murad, he translated this with gold writing, gold paper, the shirk. And making ta'an upon people of Tawheed. You want this to spread amongst, you make ta'an upon ulama, you want this to spread amongst you? You want shirk to spread amongst you? The ulama are holding the fortress of Tawheed. The ulama are the ones who are clarifying this. And how many times we heard this burda being refuted by Sheikh Sa'id Suhaimi, Sheikh Ubayd Jabri, Sheikh Rabi, and all the other mashayikh? How many times? Why? Because this is what's going to affect you. If you're not careful, if you don't follow the ulama, if you don't respect and honor the ulama. فَإِنَّ مِنْ جُودِكَ الدُّنْيَا وَضَرَّتَهَا وَمِنْ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمَ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلْمِ. O Prophet, the existence of this world and the hereafter owes to your generosity. A'udhu billah. Not to Allah. Not to Allah. Allah says, نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. To Allah belongs to all the creation and the command. Not to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Uhud, when his tooth was chipped and his head was hit until he bled, and he said, how can a prophet succeed or be victorious if the people allow this to happen to him? And Allah sent down the verse, this is in Kitab al-Tawheed. Allah sent down the verse, لَيْسَ لَكَ مِنَ الْأَمْرِ شَيْءٍ. The affair is not with you. Who is the affair with? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is al-Aziz, the Almighty, al-Jabbar, the compeller, al-Mutakabbir, the all-proud, the one that we all return to in the end, وَأَنَّ مَرَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ. The one that will tell you all your secrets, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرِ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَاصِرٍ. You will not have any authority, nor anyone to give you victory. It's Allah that we return to. And they say that it's because of the Prophet's generosity. Because of this creation, is because of the Prophet's generosity. And because of the hereafter, it goes back to the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Yawm al-Qiyamah, he has to prostrate to Allah azza wa jal for shafa'a, for period of time, until Allah gives him permission. مَنْ دَلَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَكَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Who can intercede for you except by his permission, except by the permission of Allah? We all go back to Allah. And even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it was recited to him, the verse is that he will be a witness over mankind. He cried. And he said, shouldn't I be a grateful worshipper to Allah? He himself was calling to Allah, and he himself would say, Allahumma la takilni li nafsi tarfata ayn. Oh Allah, don't make me responsible over my... Don't make me... Don't make me rely upon myself even the blink of an eye. Because we have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Rely upon the one who's al-hay, the all-living who doesn't die. He's the one we rely upon. And the ulama clarified this because it's part of Tawheed. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. And how many times the ulama clarified this to us, how evil shirk is. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ شِرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive that you commit shirk with him. He doesn't forgive. Even if you write it in gold paper, in gold writing, he's not going to aid you in Yawm al-Qiyamah. All your deeds become null and void. Your Hajj, your Salah, your Siyam, everything will be in the hellfire. And everything will not aid you from the hellfire, I meant to say. You will be in the hellfire if you still die upon shirk. All your deeds become null and void. وَلَقَدْ أُوحِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Shirk. How is Allah from imperfection? If you were to commit, say to them, it has been revealed to you and those before you, if you were to commit shirk, your deeds become null and void. قال ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه يا رسول الله أي ذنب أعظم. Oh Messenger of Allah, what is the worst sin? He said, أن تجعل لله ندا وهو خلقك. That you make with Allah a partner while He's the one who created you. And the rest of this line of Burda, and your knowledge encompasses the knowledge of the preserved tablets and the pen. The knowledge of Rasulullah SAW is the knowledge of, he says, the preserved tablets and the pen. This is Burda of Busayri. He knows, they're claiming Rasulullah SAW knows everything, the past, present and future. And then Allah said in the Quran, وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ. With Allah is the keys to the unseen, no one knows it but Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةُ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. Knowledge of these affairs of the unseen belong to Allah. Nobody knows it. When the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the hour, did he know? Did he know when the hour is? He said, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one being questioned knows no more than the questioner. Doesn't know. So how you claim that he knows the pen, the knowledge of the pen? And that includes knowledge of Yawm al-Qiyam, when it's going to happen, because Allah told the pen to write everything that's going to happen. And in the other book here, Burda, by some Sufi, another Sufi, they call Sheikh Faisal Abdul Razzaq. He said, for blessings in life, you want long life, he said, recite this shirk, this Burda, 1001 times. For removal of difficulty, recite it 71 times. Which hadith is this? Is it in Bukhari and Muslim? Is it in Sunan Abi Dawud and Tirmidhi and Nisa'i and Ibn Majah? Where is this hadith? This is from his own aql, from his own intellect, from his own jahl, from his shaitan. To have children, recite it 116 times. To have children. SubhanAllah. Allah said in Surah Nuh, فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا. Want children, you want risk. Say istighfar, not read this shirki burda. This is what's been spread. Most of the people here claim to be Muslims in this country, more than 50% is the Bervis. And then Deobandis as well, you find a lot of them, they have also problems in Aqidah. And you got Takfiris, and you got Salafis are very few. And they have always been few in throughout ages. And this doesn't mean a naqs to them, but one Salafi, as Ibn Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah said, one alim amongst them is better than 1,000 worshippers. Why? Because it expels their shirk, expels their bid'ah with hujjah, with dalil. So it's upon us to be upon Tawheed. يَا بُنَيَّ لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. First and foremost, and to love the people of Tawheed. Someone come whispers in your ears. As Sheikh Rabi'ah says, Ubaid, Ubaid, Ubaid. That's all that they have. Someone spin your air like that? Jazakallah khair, ma'a salama. Why? Because we love the people of Tawheed. Because they expel this shirk. And they expel this bid'ah. And Shaykh Rabbi knows that. So to say he didn't speak with the lead, doesn't he know the mashayikh? Ahlu Makkah adra bi shi'abiha. The people of Makkah know their roots. They know their paths. Didn't he live side by side with Sheikh Ubaid and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi? Huh? And Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari. And if you don't believe me, this proof, which you can have free of charge, inshallah, today, this book. Huh? Which we translated. This was a lecture more than 20 years ago. Who's giving the introduction to the lecture? Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari. Who's partaking in the lecture after Sheikh Rabbi advises? Who? Sheikh Ubaid al-Jabri. Who after them in the same lecture? Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi. They know each other more than 20, 25, 30 years ago. They are giving lectures together. Until today, the love is still there. Allahu Akbar. But it doesn't mean the mistakes are not rejected. They reject mistakes and they advise each other. But they don't make ta'an upon each other. Ta'an. Huh? Revilement. You don't see that amongst them. Alhamdulillah. Then therefore, if you see that from other than them, there's a problem then. There's a problem. People of Tawheed love each other for the sake of Allah. One time I gave a book to Shaykh Rabi' Abdullah called Rasail Mutabadila Bayna Shaykh Al-Albani Rahimullah and the Mashayikh. I was in the car with him going to the house. He said, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. He said, please bring me a copy. Why? Because it's letters between Shaykh Albani Rahimullah and other great scholars in there. Someone put it in a book form. Lovely. And what's in there? Shaykh Albani Rahimullah with Shaykh Taqiyuddin Hilal Al-Maghribi Rahimullah. Shaykh Albani Rahimullah with Shaykh Hamad Al-Ansari. Shaykh Albani Rahimullah with Shaykh Muhammad Amman, for example. Shaykh Albani Rahimullah with Muhammad Al-Banna Rahimullah. Yani, Rasail between the Mashayikh. He said, Wallahi, in our time, the love of the Mashayikh. Even if a Ali made a mistake, they would answer the error, but the love would still be there. The love would still be there. Amongst the Mashayikh. That's amongst Ahlul Sunnah we're talking about, not Ahl Bid'ah. And he said the students amongst themselves, Alhamdulillah, you find them again, beloved. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Banna Rahimullah himself used to tell us, when we were studying with him in Jeddah, about 18 years ago, he used to say that, and he was teaching Umdat Al-Ahkam, Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because Monday he was fasting, he wouldn't teach. And Thursday is fasted, he wouldn't teach. That's since he was 20 years old, he said. For the past 60, 70 years, he's fasted Monday, Thursdays. Allah Mubarak. So he wouldn't teach on the Monday, and he wouldn't teach. So he would be teaching Umdat Al-Ahkam and Wasatiyah. And that was when? That was only when we arrived. In 94, 95. Only when we arrived. Before that, what did he teach? He said, I didn't leave a masjid except I taught in it. And every time we ask him issues of manhaj, about individuals, to be careful, he said, go to Sheikh Rabi'. Go to Sheikh Rabi'. One time, Sheikh Rabi' invited him to his house, he hugged him, and he picked him up. Sheikh Muhammad Banna was in his 80s. At that time, Sheikh Rabi' was younger, 10 to 15 years younger, and Sheikh Al-Banna picked him up. Did a bear hug and picked him up off the ground. Inshallah, love. Mahabba. Mercy. Irham man fil ardi, irhamakum man fil sama. Have mercy with those upon the earth. And Allah above the heavens will have mercy on you. Mercy, rahma. Haba with ulama. Laysa minna. Man lam ya'raf li ulama'ina qadrahum. It's not of us who doesn't know the rights of the ulama. Laysa minna man lam yuwaqir kabirana wa yirham saghirana. It's not of us who doesn't respect his elders nor have mercy on the young. It's not on us. This is against the manhaj of Salaf. If you find yourself caught up in it, this is against the manhaj of the Salaf. This is against the manhaj of Salaf. This doesn't mean don't correct mistakes. Mistake is something else. And if it's usul, we go back and we have continued to go back to tell if there's an error. And other tulab, they will go back and they will address the mashayikh. How many times we heard them take things back? Many times. Even Shaykh Rabi' Abdullah. Astaghfirullah, too late. It was a slip of the tongue. I made a mistake. Why? Because they want the deen of Allah to go forward. It's not about you and me. It's about the deen of Allah going forward. Upon clarity. Upon sunnah. And this Sufi, he continues, for blessings of becoming pious and wealthy, recite it 17 times on a Thursday evening for 7 weeks. Look how they make it difficult for the people. What time you have for Quran? Whoever is in debt, recite it 1,000 times. He's in debt. The Prophet has already taught us what to say. Allahumma inni a'udhubika min ad-dayn wa ghalabati ar-rijal, a'udhubika min al-kasl wal-ajz wa ghalabati ad-dayn wa ghalabati ar-rijal. 4 things he's already taught us what to say in the sunnah. So simple. You're going to say this 1,000 times, how long does it take you? A month? What about Quran? This is what's on your doorstep, ya ikhwan. On your doorstep. We have to call the people to tawheed, wallah. We have to invite them to that which is ikhlas. Call the people to sunnah. Concern.